Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since, bitchery since 2018. It's bitchery.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we are
best friends. Yes.
We're long distance best friends.
Super long distance.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we have 28 days to go.
As far as give or take. We'll
see.
Right?
And how are you doing?
Yeah, that's how I'm doing.
That's about, I think, the nation hears you.
Yes, that's about all I got.
I mean, we're really lucky. We, we're not essential workers. We can work from home.
Right.
Our biggest problem is boredom.
Yeah.
And feeling a little cabin fever. And
Yeah.
But if you are an essential worker and you're going to work to provide us with groceries or mail or safety, or especially healthcare.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I just had groceries delivered today, and I sprayed the man with Lysol. He was fine with that, apparently.
grateful even.
So that's where we are right now.
I went to Cumberland Farms
the other day
to get gas and ice cream. And I went inside and I said, do you guys have any Purell? Because I'm out of Purell. And I thought, like, surely by now there's more Purell.
Right. No.
There's not. And the guy offered to sell me a wipe for 75 cents. And I said, I have some in the car. Thanks anyway, you know. But I just thought that was kind of a sign of the times.
It really is.
The end times.
It is the end times. It really is. My, I have a grocery store near me that's very posh. You know, it's one of these, it's not quite Whole Foods, but it has aspirational goals to be Whole Foods. And they are delivering. And because they're small, people forget that they exist, so they actually have a lot of things. And so I went on their website. I thought I would get a whole chicken, you know, and bake a chicken, and that would be good. The chicken was $3.99 a pound for a 5-pound chicken, which means I would have spent $20 for a raw chicken. And I thought, you people should be ashamed of yourselves. $20 for a chicken?
I hope it was good, though.
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm busy eating pasta for my entire life, apparently.
I know. I just ate some tortellini. That's all I have is pasta. Anyway, we're doing a special episode. We have been on hiatus for a while, but we are back, so send us your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net.
Yes.
And we would be happy to answer them.
Yes.
But this episode, we're calling Friendship in the Time of COVID. Because we're isolated. And, you know, if you're like Joss and me, then you're used to seeing your friends fairly often. We go out for drinkies. We have dinner sometimes.
We do all of those things.
Hang out at each other's houses.
Yep.
I think it's fair to say we both love solitude. But
I do a lot. You know I do, too. I structure, in normal times, I usually structure my weekends so I don't have to see or speak to a soul. But this is too much. This is something different. I mean, I'm an introvert, but this is something other than introversion. It's way too much. Way too much.
Yeah, I have been alone for 18 days.
Right.
I'm not at my home in Connecticut with my family because I came up here before COVID burst forth, and I was planning to finish my book up here, and I kind of got stuck because my husband is a first responder, as most people know, and so he's exposed every time he goes to work.
Oh, man.
Potentially. And with this virus, we never know if he has it. So we are social distancing. We're marriage distancing.
It's marriage distancing. It's really hard, though. It's difficult.
Yeah, it is. So we were talking about doing this episode because we miss each other. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat where where we just, you know, we're kind of at a loss for what to do. We're tired of being alone and don't have any choice. So suck it up, buttercup. Right. What can you do to maintain your friendships and check in on your friends in this pandemic?
Right. So we have a handy list.
We do. Made by, guess who? Myself.
Kristen Higgins. Kristen Higgins.
And indented.
Loves a list. This is a woman who loves a list. She made a handy list.
I love me a list.
And so number one on the list is regular check-ins, which what I do is I put reminders in my phone. Call Kristen, call Yara. Or I do. I put regular check. Text this person. Do that. So loneliness is different from solitude, and boy, is it ever. And even those of us who love solitude are feeling different these days. It's completely normal. You are not alone. Loneliness has health consequences, fatigue, self-doubt, sleep issues, substance abuse, poor nutrition. I got three out of that list. Three. So do your best to keep your friends close. For me, I'm not sleeping well.
Yes. Yeah, no matter what I do. You said that your diurnal rhythms have completely changed.
They're changed, but I'm trying to change them back, and I'm still, it's not, I'm waking up a lot. I'm just not sleeping well.
Yeah. I've been finding that I'm taking a nap more. And you know what it is? It's to kill some time.
Right. You know? Right.
Because if you wake up at 7 and you work until noon and then you take a little walk and then it's 12:30, you know?
Right. Right.
And you think, oh, I have to get through this day. That being said, I have been one of the lucky ones, you know, where I work from home and I'm at the point of writing my book where everything has been flowing very easily, finally.
Right.
But I've been taking a nap to just kind of rest. And I think what we tend to do is play down that this is hard. You know, it's not World War II. It's not Vietnam.
Right, Korea. Right.
You know, we're not suffering physically the way our grandparents and parents did. But it does have health consequences of not being able to do anything normal, see loved ones.
Right.
You know, it can be, it's one thing to be alone and it's another to be isolated and to be on lockdown. So it's important to check in. And I too, you know, I check in with my family every day, but I also kind of go through my list of friends and see, you know, who might need a call, which cousins and that kind of thing.
Right, right.
Which brings us to number two. If you're the one who needs to talk, you got to say so.
Yeah.
You know, this has been going on in our state for 3 weeks, and it's going to go on for at least 4 more. Mm-hmm. So it's completely okay to text someone and say, look, I'm climbing the walls. Can we talk? Can you give me a call? Are you free? When would you be free?
Right.
And you know, don't wait for people to call you.
Right.
Because we all have our stuff going on. And if you're suffering, that's what friends are for. Let them know
and
reach out.
Right. Do something. The third point is use FaceTime. You can use Zoom, although I've been reading about people who Zoom bomb. Have you heard of this?
No.
If the link for Zoom is somewhat public, people bomb your meeting, which I don't know why they would want.
Sounds kind of fun, actually.
Why would you want to? But okay.
But just like would Tom Hardy just pop into my Zoom?
Wouldn't that be or Idris? If Idris Elba just popped in, wouldn't that be fabulous? Mm-hmm. So Facebook has a video chat feature. Google Hangouts has a video chat feature. There are a bunch of different ways that you could get in touch and stay in touch.
You know, it's nice to see someone's face, you know.
Yeah.
Except if you're my mother. I FaceTimed my mother and she's like, oh, I hate this. Why are you FaceTiming me? And I said, well, I just thought you might want to see my face because you've been alone and I've been alone. And she said, I prefer phone calls. So You know, but my sister and I did a FaceTime chat, and it was just so nice to see her. And then my niece walked by, and my brother-in-law, and she, you know, my niece brought the cats to see me, and I FaceTime my family every day, so they've been good about showing me the pets. And the princess just moved into an apartment, and so I got to see it remotely. She would not let me come down and help her
move
in.
Right.
Because her honey is a first responder as well. So,
Got to be careful. Got to be really careful.
It's really nice to be able to see the faces of the animals, of the people that you love. Is it Thursday today? I think it's Thursday. Tomorrow night, I'm having a Zoom cocktail hour with my cousins.
Oh, me too. I'm doing it with some friends from work.
Nice.
And I've done it before, and it was actually fun. It's not bad. It's not as weird as you think it would be, because of me, I was so starved to see and talk to people that it felt good to, like, just do it. And I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, a video doctor's appointment yesterday, which was odd. And my doctor looked like, you know, me. She was in a ratty, you know, cardigan and a holy t-shirt, and she usually wears contacts. She had on her glasses, and her hair was up on her head in a messy bun. And I was like, this does not feel right. She's like, do you want me to go get changed? I was like, that would be better.
See, I would feel more reassured. My doctor is extremely beautiful and very well dressed and stuff. I would love to see her without makeup and, you know, with her hair in a messy bun. Dr. H, if you're listening, just say
yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, some of these things aren't necessary. Like if you need a prescription renewed,
right,
your doctor has to see you. So this is what they're doing. So how are you feeling, Joss? You know, and what do you think your blood pressure is?
right. I mean, the video chat was, I mean, she mentioned that this was probably something that they'd try incorporating even once the pandemic is over, just because she has patients who are shut in or elderly and can't get to the office. So it's been helpful that way. But yeah, the call was like 10 minutes. I feel fine. You know, it's that type of thing. A friend of mine just sent me a hilarious meme that is on point. And just like that, having a mask, rubber gloves, duct tape, plastic sheeting, and rope in your trunk is okay. So... just like that. It's fine to have all that crap in your trunk.
Times, they are a changer, right?
They are.
Okay, now, number four on our list is, if you don't want to see other people's faces, that's okay, too.
Right.
Because a lot of us are feeling particularly grumpy. That your doctor, for example.
Yes, yes.
Your roots are showing, your eyebrows are God knows what.
Your
nostrils are unwaxed.
right.
You might have circles under your eyes. And, you know, like someone said, do you want to, like, get dressed up? I think one of my cousins said, do you want to get dressed up and we'll have a cocktail hour? And I said, no, but I'll come to the cocktail hour, but I'm going to be in my pajamas.
Yeah. You know, absolutely.
No, I don't. I don't, you know, don't always want to be seen.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
You know, that's okay because our standards are slipping. We can't get to the hairdresser.
Right.
I have a pair of shears in my hand right now, as a matter of fact. And I should put these away from me. There, away, scissors. Because I was thinking about cutting my own hair.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
You know. But, you know, choose your own amount of interaction and how you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have.
Right. I just want to say, with regard to grubbiness, I am so glad now that I did laser hair removal when I did. Right? I mean, think about it.
I microbladed my face.
Ah, did you? Wow.
That is a fancy way of saying I shaved. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I would that I had laser haired my, you know, de-haired my face, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I haven't, you know, blown my hair dry. I wear a hat a lot of the time. It's very windy up here on the Cape, so I'm always wearing, like, winter hats and stuff. And the squirrels don't seem to mind, so.
right.
But getting back to the friendship, give us number five, Joss.
So number five says, consider watching a TV show or movie together or having a chat about it once you finish watching it. And let's recommend Ozark right off the bat, shall we?
Yes, okay. In fact, we're going to have a discussion of the show, season three.
Yes.
But that's something you could do, you know, you can do it together. My son and I used to watch The Walking Dead together when I was traveling and he was younger. And that was our Sunday night thing. So if I was on book tour, you know, at 9 o'clock, I would usually be done. And we would tune in together and text each other our comments about the show. And it was really nice, you know, as a way of being together when we were apart. And
yeah, so that's really
sweet. You can do that with your friends. You can say, like, let's watch, you know, a movie on, let's watch Contagion on.
Let's watch World War Z.
See how prescient it was.
Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, you can put your phone on speaker and chat the way you would in a movie theater.
Right, right. Like you know, Yara and I
do that at
the movie. Yes, we have to Yara.
We talk so much during the movie that we have to go, like, when no one else is there. Yeah. Ruin it for everyone otherwise.
You guys have a good relationship. But so Yara and I talk pretty frequently. Because she is a night owl, and I'm now becoming a night owl. And so the other night, we both got on the People of Walmart website, we went through that and had a grand old time. My favorite picture was of this woman who had a goat strapped in the baby carrier to her back. Was fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Now, if you don't know what People of Walmart is, it's people who shop at Walmart take pictures of other people who shop at Walmart, you know, when they're particularly interesting.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to make fun of people, but, you know, when people go out in public with a goat strapped to their back, I remember one where a woman had extraordinarily long toenails.
That's right. That's right. Listen,
and she was wearing flip flops.
Right.
You know, so you couldn't miss them. And I was deeply grateful that someone took that picture.
Well, and she painted them. She embellished them.
She loved those toenails.
They were gorgeous.
She could climb a tree with those toenails.
She.
It was terrifying.
It was fabulous.
So, yeah. The other one that I recommended to Yara was That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming.
Yes, that's a good one.
Which is a similar one where, you know, they have a picture of, you know, the bride and groom vaping with each other in the parking lot. And that's their official wedding photography, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So that one's another fun rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And, so number six on our list is group text.
Right.
So that's a nice way to stay in touch.
Right.
We also, I think we also recommend like a Facebook group. We have one for our writing friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice way of sort of everyone's updated at once.
Mm-hmm.
I also say, also you can opt out of group texts.
Yes.
It can be inconvenient or...
Right.
Just you don't want to deal with that right now. So that's what I love about the Facebook groups is you choose when you go in versus a text, you know, your phone just buzzes.
Right.
Whenever. So I find it a little bit less intrusive if I am working or sleeping.
Right. Or watching Ozark or looking at People of Walmart or whatever. Whatever you're doing. Right. Number seven is, if possible, be socially distant together. Take a walk, maintaining the six foot gap.
Yeah, so my 78-year-old mom did that with her 85-year-old best friend yesterday. And they went to the high school track, and one walked in the inside lane and one walked in the outside lane.
Perfect.
And yeah, you know, they got to see each other. They got some fresh air.
Right.
They got to talk in person. And I think that's great.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Because you're, you know, it's important to stay healthy during this time.
You
it's
need the sunshine.
To get the fresh air.
You
the
desperately.
Sunshine for the vitamin D, the
gotta have
for
it.
The exercise.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of people running up here on the Cape.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, you could run with someone else.
Yes, do that. Yep.
I guess. let's see. What's next on our list?
Number 8.
Oh, do each other favors, right? So if you are going to the grocery store and you can pick up some half and half and coffee for your friend, do it. You know, save one of you from going out to the market.
Right.
And, you know, if it's just, you know, dropping off the bag of groceries on their doorstep and talking through the door.
Right.
You know, that's great. But we're in this together. And,
yeah.
If you can be helpful, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, maybe your store has chicken and somebody else's store doesn't. Or maybe your store has toilet paper and the other store doesn't. You know,
maybe your store has affordable chicken.
Affordable chicken, how about that? You know, or affordable anything. You know, grab your goat and head off to the store.
You know, I have to admit that this past Christmas, I got my daughter a cat carrier.
Right.
Because she loves her cat as if it were a human child.
Right.
A little disturbing, but also really adorable.
Right.
And it's this little bag with the drawstring where the cat can put its head out and then you know, don't want to make it so the cat can jump out.
Right.
And I'm really excited for her to use it. She thinks it's weird. I don't know what she's talking about. I think it's
kind of if a woman can take a goat to the grocery store... You can take the cat. There's nothing
the cat, saying. It's so normal.
It's so normal.
Okay. Number 9 is
send pictures, good, bad, funny, ugly.
Yeah, I sent you my martini photos.
I am dying for that martini. It's full of antioxidants.
Yeah, I call it the survival teeny.
Yep.
And it's got carrot juice in it. And, like, half a cup of carrot juice is, like, 11 servings of vegetables.
There you go. Fantastic.
That's not possibly, it's possibly not true, but it was, like, packed with nutrients, so I bought it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I can't drink it. Let me make it into a martini. So I put a little orange juice in there, the carrot juice, little orange juice. Then... I cut up a jalapeno and kind of muddle that in the vodka, shake. Ooh. And then I put a basil leaf on top of it and texted Joss a picture.
It's so beautiful.
She too would be inspired to drink healthfully.
Yeah. Full of antioxidants, you know, right. Just what you need.
Yeah. And I think, you know, did you send me a picture of your foot recently? Oh, no, that was Dr. Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Sending the pictures of the foot. Like, you know, she's showing us grotesque pictures of her latest surgery. Oh,
right.
And I was totally into that and thanked her for sending it to me.
Yeah, Kristen loves this sort
of
stuff.
Another friend sent us a picture of her uterus.
Yes.
Post-hysterectomy.
Yes.
That was like one of the happiest days of my life.
There's a PowerPoint presentation, people. There is a PPT of that.
I photoshopped it into a little creature and then put it throughout my house.
Everywhere. It's on the beach. It's on a bicycle.
Laying in my bed.
It's taking a shower. It's everywhere.
In the refrigerator. And I kept sharing them with our group, and it brought a lot of joy to the group, you know, a lot of laughs, and
we loved it.
To the former owner of said
the former owner, that's right. We loved it.
She said it was. She was living for it. So,
and Kristen said it to music. I mean, it's really there's a whole thing surrounding it now.
Yeah,
this
uterus. It was, you know, a day of my life that I, you know, really spent very well living my best life.
Right. Right. You know, and that reminds me, I mean, you spent time making this lovely PowerPoint set to music, and that was how you sort of were creative and, you know, used part of your day. And people can be crafty in other ways, too. So think about being how you can be crafty also.
But for my friends, you know, it was a joy for me to do. It was a lot of fun. I was laughing hysterically while I was doing it. And I knew that they would love to see it, too. Also, since I'm here on Cape Cod, I've been sending pictures of sunsets and the ocean and, you know, that kind of thing, because the rest of you are trapped at at home and a very right. familiar view.
Right.
So, like, when I go for a walk, I send you pictures of the blackbirds or whatever.
Right.
So that's a nice way to kind of keep in touch with your friends and just say, like, you know, look at this pile of laundry. This is my job for the next hour or something like right. that.
Right. Number 10, send article links about cheerful subjects. We're absolutely going to get through this, and it's going to be harder before it gets easier. We all know someone with COVID or know someone who knows someone with COVID. And I think it's quite possible that we'll all know someone who will die from this before it's over, which is really sad.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. Yeah. But so don't be afraid to enjoy the small things. Keep calm and carry on inside and find happiness where you can. And I would add to, there are so many articles about what's happening, COVID, and you can get really stressed out and anxious reading all of that all the time. So it's okay to take a break from that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, there's certain websites like there's one called Goodable, Goodable.
Okay.
And Upworthy is right. another one.
Right.
Where you can watch pictures of you know, baby pigs running with a dog or something like that, you know.
That's lovely.
And just kind of get a smile. And sharing that kind of post or article, it really, you know, if it's going to make someone happy, do it. And just try to enjoy the little baby goats frolicking around Walmart or, you know, or the pictures of the bunnies being herded by the golden retriever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need to enjoy those small things and share them.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Glory.
Glory!
What do you have to say, Glory?
She's wagging her tail at someone. Oh, hang on 1 second.
So, I guess I'll do number 11 alone as Joss tends to her puppy. number 11 is show your gratitude. Because I think it's really easy in these times to focus on the negative, get sucked into the news cycle, and listen to the dire predictions and, you know, and read everything Dr. Fauci says and listen to Governor Cuomo and all that stuff. It's a scary time. So now, more than ever, it's great to show your friends how much you appreciate them, kind of focus on what you do have. You know, we're not at war. We're, you know, hopefully in our homes. And one thing that I found helpful was this 28-day challenge where every day you have to list something that you're grateful for and something that will bring you joy or a moment's peace. And, you know, the other day, the challenge was find something you're grateful for right now and write about it. And I looked around and I'm like, you know what? I'm grateful for this blanket. It's very soft. It's a pleasant color. I can make happy faces in the nap of it. And I love it. It's my best friend.
That's what you're doing with the blanket?
So, you know, listen, don't judge, okay? I feel like I'm three again, but when I had magic blanket, now I have another one. But I'm glad I had a nice soft blanket. I'm glad I bought it in the fall. And you know, it's chilly up here, and I was glad to be able to feel cozy. And it's just taking a minute to focus on what you do have rather than what you don't or what you're afraid is going to happen.
Right, exactly.
So share that stuff with your friends.
Yeah.
Get your friends into that.
Yeah. Number 12 is, and listen, if you're finding yourself feeling worse because of a friend, because they might be a little too Debbie Downer or obsessed about the news, it's okay to say, I'm going to have to take a break. I'm struggling to keep positive and I need some time off for my devices. Definitely do what you need to do for your own mental health. And keep in mind too, that the anxiety from it all is not great for your immune system. So you do want to like try some meditation and deep breathing and staying away from the news if you need to, things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a friend, I was in a group text a couple of days ago and it was just making me anxious, you know, and it was all legitimate stuff. And I just said to my other friends in the group, look, I'm going to just bow out of this one for now. because I had other things going on that were taking my attention, and I just couldn't handle the other stuff that they were bringing into right. my life at that moment. And I think we have to be understanding if our friends say that, and know that, you know, we're all dealing with something, some more than others, you know, and, right. And it hits people differently, you know. Some people are really good at these kind of things, these kind of situations, and some people take it very personally. So do what you need to do. And if you need a little distance from the friends who are saying, oh my God, this is so terrible, did you hear what, you know, this politician said or that politician, it's okay to say, I'm bowing out now.
Take the conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
You just need a break, because if you let it, the bad news really just spiral you downward, and you don't really want
to
do that.
I try to stay informed without getting obsessed.
Right.
With mixed results, you know.
Yeah,
like, for
absolutely.
Example, like my darling mother-in-law loves to talk politics, and I hate to talk politics.
Right.
And so she left me a message saying, oh, I just want to talk about, you know, this latest thing that she had. And I said, I called my husband and I said, tell your mother to find another buddy. I have to finish a book. I will talk to her about the children and about the weather and about everything except politics. And that's just because I, you know, I just didn't have the emotional energy to give to that subject with my beloved mother-in-law.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked to her yesterday and we talked about our trip to Ireland last year and how wonderful it was. And that was lovely.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to stay positive. Be there for your friends. Try to bring a little sunshine into their lives.
Right.
A little snarky humor.
And, right.
And we will get through this.
Right. Did we talk about Andrew Cuomo, who I love? And also Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci is my second husband.
I love Dr. Fauci.
My mother and I actually argued about who would be a better wife for Dr. Fauci, her or me.
Okay.
Joss.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think it's time for an embarrassing personal problem?
I have none. That might not be true. I've repressed them all. I've repressed them all. That's what I've done.
That your year of grace, poison only gets us over. I just felt so alone. I felt so isolated. I didn't know who you were anymore. Well, I have an embarrassing personal problem.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just debating whether I should. I'm not going to share it. It's a little too gruesome. But,
it's too much. Okay.
I was visited by my husband yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he brought me our dog so that I wouldn't be alone, because I think he was getting worried about me not
right.
having another living creature. And so he said, I'll drive up, I'll drop her off, and I'll go back home the same day.
Okay.
So he drove up, and the dog leaped out of the truck and ran into my arms. It was a joyful reunion. And then Mikhairish leaped out of the truck, pulled on his N95, handed me my N95.
Right.
I pulled it on and we
right.
hugged.
Yes. So
now,
romantic.
It was. We must have looked like freaks to, you know, if the neighbors were going by, seeing these two people with masks over their whole faces hugging. But,
right.
You know, he was just trying to take care of me because he as a first responder, is always, you know, around people who may have the virus. And
right,
in some
right.
cases definitely have the virus.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, love in the time of COVID.
Well, and that, I love that. That's heartening. That's the type of thing you need to hear, is
yes.
that so. Kind of sweet, yeah, reunion.
Yeah.
Tempered
not quite
by.
Embarrassing.
No.
Dorktastic, as my kids
yes,
say.
Yes, yeah.
Adorkable.
Adorkable.
All right, take care of yourselves, people.
Yep, and send in your letters.
Send your letters. theladies@crappyfriends.net.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends.
Forever.